inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, 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 good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday, December the 17th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. The toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. On Friday, we received a call on the show from Joe in Texas. And Joe apparently had spoken to another dealer who told him that buying British sovereigns was worthless, and that he should rather buy numismatic coins. Well, I was a little depressed by that, almost suicidal at one point. Almost called, well, yeah, I did. I called a suicide hotline. Apparently, it's been outsourced to Pakistan. And all the guy in Pakistan was interested in, after I told him I wanted to end it all, was whether or not I owned a truck and had access to fertilizer and jet fuel. Couldn't quite figure that one out. But I was obviously concerned about Joe. And I got to thinking of the weekend, well, Joe can't be the only one out there. There must be a lot of people out there that think that, well, maybe British sovereigns are worthless and we need to buy numismatic coins like $20 St. Gaudens, the most popular numismatic coin pushed by many dealers. So I did a little homework. And coming up after the financial report, we will take a look at what coins did exceptionally well over the last 3 years and which coins were dogs. You may be surprised by the results. Anyway, on Wall Street today, another bad day for the Pinstripe Bandits. Dow off 172 points to close the day out at 13,167. Can you say hello, 1250? NASDAQ off 61 points. Ooh, bleeding heavily there. NASDAQ closed 2,574. S&P 500 off 22. At 1,445. Wall Street extended last week's losses today as investors remain concerned about the flagging growth and rising prices and were skeptical that a special Federal Reserve credit auction will be a solution to financial Armageddon. We'll have the metal prices when we return.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. What a week this is going to be. Metals had a interesting day today. Wide swings in the price of gold, as I tell you, each and every day. Expect $10, $20 swings in the price of gold. Today was no exception. In New York City, gold closed up $1.40 at the close, although it went as low as $7.87. And had a high of 796.50. We closed at 795.30. Silver, pretty much same story there, even though it was substantially lower earlier, with gold dropping to as low as 1367. It closed at 1386 square on the day. Platinum was up $19 at 1498. Palladium up $2 at 358. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up almost $2 at $797 even, silver up a nickel at $13.91, platinum and palladium are flat. Crude oil in New York closed up 20 cents at $90.83 in the U.S. dollar, although initially stronger when gold dropped 11 bucks. Well, that strength sort of ebbed away as the day went on, leading to more woes on Wall Street. Dollar index closing up 2 basis points at 77.33. Tomorrow we see housing starts for November expected at 1,175,000 and building permits expected at 1,150,000. Expect more bad news tomorrow. Okay, so let's answer Joe's question. Now, I have to set a few, ground rules here, just so you understand what I'm about to tell you. All the information that I used to evaluate which coins did really well over the last 3 years and which didn't, comes from various sources which I will disclose to you so you can cross-check for yourself. I used a professional coin grade services website. This is PCGS, professional coin graders. These are the people that certify numismatic coins. They are the leader in the industry. They were the first certification service on the block. You can go to PCGS website at pcgs.com. And you will see a link called Daily Prices, where they list every single coin that's ever been minted by the United States government since the beginning of time in various grades and prices. Now, the prices that PCGS puts on its website, as it states, are approximate prices. Some dealers may be higher, some dealers may be lower. So they sort of find the middle ground. Now, on PCGS website, it gives you current prices. In order for you to find out what prices were 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, no matter how much further you want to go back, you have to go to another website that gives you the ability to look back at web pages to see what they had on them years, months ago. And that's Alexia. That's A-L-E-X-A. When you go to Alexia, you punch in the web address for PCGS. It's pcgs.com. And when you click on, you will see a thing that says, take me back in time. And what it will do is it will show you, obviously, all the years going back. And so I used January as a benchmark, not for any other reason. I just wanted to know from January last year to December this year. And so I just used January. No particular reason, I just use January. So that's how you get to find out what numismatic prices were 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and 5 years back. As far as bullion prices are concerned, I use Kitco. On Kitco, they've got probably the most extensive pricing back. As a matter of fact, Kitco, they've even got a page where you can go back to the 1700s to see what the price of gold and silver was. So I use Kitco as obviously my source for getting prices. When I selected a price for, say, January, I took the high and I took the low gold price for the month of January, and I got an average price for the month. So in other words, if at the beginning of January gold was $600, and at the end of January gold was $650, I added the two, divided it by two, and I got an average price of $625. So just so you know how not only did I get these prices, I tell you to do this, and it doesn't matter whether you're checking up on prices or anything. I tell you, don't take my word for anything. Check it out for yourself. Do your own homework. So you know you're getting the true skinny. Now, having said that as my source, let me also reiterate something that's important. When you do business with Republic Trading Group, we charge you a commission when you buy the product. We don't act like Wall Street, and we don't act like a lot of other gold companies out there. In other words, when it comes time to sell, we don't charge you anything. All of Wall Street charges you when you sell. And by and large, all gold dealers also charge you when you sell. They don't tell you it's a charge, but they just, if for instance they know they can sell to a wholesaler a coin for, say, $800, they are not going to offer you $800. They will offer you probably $50 below that or $20 below that. So they make money on the sale, although they don't tell you this. This is the reason why when you call up certain gold dealers and you ask them about a product that they ain't pushing and you ask them what the price is, they're going to lowball you. Gold dealers are like pawnbrokers when it comes to selling. In other words, they think you're a distressed seller. In other words, you need to raise cash fast, and so they try and take advantage of that. At Republic Trading Group, we charge you a commission when you buy it. When you sell back to Republic Trading Group, we give you whatever the wholesale market is at that time. We don't believe in charging two commissions. We appreciate your support, and because we appreciate your support, we obviously treat you right by giving you the fairest price when you go to sell. As I said, not all companies operate like that. Now, when Joe mentioned that he had spoken to a dealer who said British sovereigns were worthless and that you'd rather buy a numismatic coin, what I'm about to tell you is more than likely going to upset a lot of my brethren in the numismatic industry. But it's a facts, and they can spin this any way they want. But this is where the rubber meets the road. Now, I know doing numbers on radio is a bad thing, but there's no other way I can illustrate to you the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I went back to January 2005. The average price of gold in January 2005 was $425. If you bought a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, it would have cost you $457. Now, British sovereigns are a quarter of an ounce. So you have to have four British sovereigns to equal a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. So four British sovereigns in January of 2005 would have cost you $440. That's $17 less than an American Gold Eagle. A mint state, and I used St. Gaudens coins as my numismatic coin, just quite simply because $20 St. Gaudens are the most popular gold coin, numismatic coin out there, and are pushed by every single numismatic dealer that there is. An MS61 $20 St. Gaudens in 2005 would have cost you $650. An MS64 $20 St. Gaudens would have cost you $950. You retain that? When we come back, I will tell you what you would get, what profit you would get from those four coins if you were to sell them today. After this short break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist
Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to the other side for a Monday. We are, as we come to the end of 7, taking a look at how you would have fared in various gold coins over the last 3 years. So we've just gone through 2005, where you could have bought a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle for $457, 4 British Sovereigns for $440, an MS-61 for $650, an MS-64 for $950. If you were to sell them today, and this is based on $797 gold, you would net a profit on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle of $340. You would net a profit on British Sovereigns of $334. You would net a profit on an MS-61 $20 St. Gaudens of $245. An MS-64 $20 St., you would show a whopping profit of $150. Now, this is if you bought these in 2005 and you sold them today. Let's look what would have happened if you had bought in 2006, in January. The average price of gold in January of 2006 was $545. Therefore, a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle would have cost you $577. A British Sovereign would have cost you $140, so four of those would have cost you $560. An MS-61, $20 in Gowden, would have cost you $755. An MS-64, $20 St. Gowden, in 2006, would have cost you $1,100. If you were to sell those today, if you bought in 2006, your net profit on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle would be $220. Net profit on a British Sovereign, $237. Net profit on an MS-61, $20 St. Gowden, $145. Net profit on an MS-64 Saint, if you bought it in 2006 for $1,100, you would be at break even. Let's move to January 07. The average price of gold in January of this year was $630. A 1 ounce American Gold Eagle would have cost you $664. A British Sovereign would have cost you $160. Four of those would have cost you $640. An MS-61, $20 St. Gowden, would have cost you $835. An MS-64 would have cost you $1,050. If you were to sell today, if you bought in January, your net on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is $133. Your net on four British Sovereigns is $134. Your net on an MS-61, $20 St. Gowden, $65. Your net on an MS-64, $20 St. Gowden's, $50. I rest my case. This is not to take away from numismatic coins in any way, shape, or form. There are obviously great potential for numismatic coins in your portfolio. The problem is that the majority of numismatic dealers out there, and as I said, it's not because of criminal intent or anything of that nature. It is based on their corporate structure. They cannot operate on profit margins of less than 30%. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Perhaps we're just one of God's little jokes. We're searching the meaning of life.
Welcome back, my friends. In my examples, I used 1 ounce American Gold Eagles. Had I used quarter-ounce American Gold Eagles, those numbers would have been even more horrifying. To give you an idea, a quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle today is going to cost you $238. You buy four of them, that means you're going to be paying $952 for 1 ounce of gold. You buy four British sovereigns today, it's going to cost you $840, almost $100 difference between a British sovereign and a quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle. Now, I'm going to explain to you why these companies push numismatic coins. And it's a contentious issue. But we'll get into it. But first, let's go to the phones. We've got John in Florida. Hey, John.
Hello, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
I spoke to you already over the weekend about this, but just so the listeners know, another coin dealer, I don't need to mention the muffler people's name, but they sold me AU, which were circulated. Now, and you talk about MS, like 61s. If a coin dealer was trying to sell you the coins like they sold me or an MS 61, what would the price difference in that be?
You mean the difference between AU makes about as much sense as fat-free half and half. AU stands for about uncirculated. They are coins come in various grades. You've got very fine. You've got extra fine. You've got about uncirculated, and then you've got commercial uncirculated. The difference between, as far as price is concerned, between an AU and a mint state coin is about $50.
Okay.
And the difference between an AU and a VF, which the average Joe out there doesn't know the difference between a VF coin and an AU coin. Even people in the industry have a hard time deciding what's an AU coin and what's a VF coin. And the difference between those two is about $40.
Okay. Now, when you try to resell it, like say 7 years later,
that's where you have the problem.
Then you got a problem.
Sure, because most people who look at those coins, especially raw $20 St. Gaudens, majority of them have been cleaned. A clean coin is going to get you melt value. And right now, melt value, and I'm just guesstimating, I think melt value on a $20 Saint right now is about $770.
Okay, now I got the Liberties, and I've got most of them I got from the muffler people were in the 1890s, and I got some from the 1870s.
Right, those are just common. Yeah, they just common date coins. They're not. Trust me on this one. You ain't going to find a rare date coin coming from a gold dealer falling into the mix. Yeah, those are just. And by the way, let me just add those examples of Mint State 61 and Mint State 64. Those are common date coins. In other words, they're not rare date coins. And I'm using this example just on obviously the most popular coins that are pushed by gold dealers. And this is not to say that a friend of mine, well, I know the guy, Ed Lee. He's got a coin company in Merrimack, New Hampshire. 3 years ago, he bought a 1913 nickel for $1.5 million. Everybody thought he'd finally lost his mind. He recently sold it this year for $3.5 million. So I don't want people to get the wrong idea that there are numismatics that do make a lot of money for people who buy it. But, you know, how many people have got $1.5 million to fork out in a 1913 nickel? There are certain coins in the numismatic industry that have made substantial amounts of money. But we are dealing with obviously common date coins here where people are most familiar with and are obviously pushed by major gold dealers.
Okay, question. The Liberties, do they have a better, or are you going to get more money out of a Liberty than a St. Gaudens when you try to resell these, like a coin I have, like an AU?
No, you get the same. It's the same gold content.
Okay, and you say that a melt value is, you said 700 and...
I'll give it to you exactly. I've got a calculator on my website. And this is based on gold at gold closed at, let's just use 795 as the gold close in New York. And at 795, the melt value on a $20 Saint, $20 Liberty are both the same. Actually, melt value on that is $769.16. And that's what you will get.
Okay, now on your website, I saw a chart there, and it had the melt value, and it had different prices, and one of them was like 805, and it was different prices on the right side. I don't have the website up right now, but
yeah. Well, you gotta put in the gold value. There's a little box there where it says current gold value. So you take the spot price at 795, and you put it in there, and it says update spot. And then you hit that, and then that'll give you the current melt value of the coins. It's based on gold content. This is why I always talk to people about gold content, and that's why I tell you what a British sovereign is, gold content, 0.2354 of an ounce of pure gold. In other words, if you took the coin and you extracted all the impurities out, you would end up with 0.2354 of an ounce of pure gold. It's the same thing with a $20 Liberty,
which is 0.9675, and in your chart here it has 805.93 next to it is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, no, you've got to put in the correct spot price at the top of the page.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know what you're doing. You just clicked it on. You've got to right underneath where you see the gold charts. There's a little box there where you put in the price.
I see that now, yes. I will do that, okay. And I can figure that out now.
So you put in 795 and hit the little update switch underneath it, and it'll show you the current melt value of a $20 Sangam.
Okay. All right. But that's just to protect the listeners, because, you know, I've got these coins now, and it would have been better if I had bought the MS61.
You would have been better off buying American Gold Eagles or British Sovereigns.
Well, this was 7 years ago when I was listening to Alex, yeah. and the whole deal, you know.
Yes.
And I wish you were around. I wish you were around RBN.
I was around. I was on another network. But you've got to understand, I mean, in large part, the reason a lot of people get caught with these kind of coins, maybe that's an unfortunate phrase to use, is because obviously they are dissuaded from buying bullion coins or British sovereigns because they are, according to them, confiscatable coins. In my opinion, the probability of the government confiscating private ownership of gold in America right now is about the furthest thing from reality that you can get. First of all, there's not a lot of gold out there for them to confiscate. Less than 1% of Americans own physical gold outside of jewelry. And they don't confiscate jewelry, by the way. If the government is that desperate, and it is desperate for money, I mean, we upside down, according to David Walker, the Comptroller General today, we upside down $54 trillion from what the government has promised and what we can deliver on. But if the government wants your stuff, all it has to do is raise your taxes. And if the government really wanted your money, as many letters from the U.S. Treasury have stated, the government has the ability to seize your bank accounts, has the ability to seize your stock certificates, has the ability to steal your house. All these things are possible. So is this justification to buy a numismatic coin? And unfortunately, a lot of people who bought numismatic coins in 2005 and 2006 and 2007 pretty much got their lunch handed to them as far as profit potential they could have earned had they just simply bought a bullion coin or a numismatic coin. I mean, a British sovereign, which is basically a numismatic coin. It's just you're not paying those huge premiums over its gold content value. I mean, all we are trying to do here, and the mission of Republic Trading Group, is to educate people about how to protect their Federal Reserve notes from further loss of purchasing power. Nothing more complicated than that.
I got your chart correct now. It's 769.16, and I sold that coin. It was 1903 for 807 because that's what I thought. I don't know. I misunderstood you on the phone, and I told the lady that's what I believed that it was, because gold was around $7.95 an ounce. And
if you feel guilty about it, take her for a lunch.
Well, I know the lady for a very long time, and anyway, and I gave her your website, and she wanted to buy more gold, and I turned her on to your website and all that.
I appreciate it. Thanks, John.
I'm going to give her a call and just let her know, because I've known her for like 15 years.
Yes.
And I'm not into hurting people like that. You know, it was like $35 more than I should have sold it to her for. But anyway. Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, John. You know, when you get into this debate about confiscation, as I said many times before, you've got a lot of things to worry about. Confiscation is not one of them. And people, and we've gone into the psychological aspects of why people do certain things, and it's as old as snake oil salesmen out there. They understand that people are motivated by two passions, fear and greed. And unfortunately, a lot of my associates in the coin business very seldom use the greed factor, but obviously play on the fear factor that somehow, in the not-too-distant future, some goose-stepping thug is going to knock on your door with a Geiger counter and come in and start searching for gold. I mean, this is a complete myth. It's not going to happen. This is not, and I've said this in countless times, this is not 1933, when 99% of the American populace had gold and silver in their possessions, because it was the currency, it was the coin of the realm. Everybody owned gold. And not all gold, and there's so many myths about the gold confiscation. I mean, it'd take me a week to explain it all. Not all gold was confiscated. Private individuals were allowed to keep $100 worth of gold. In other words, they were allowed to keep $5, $20 gold pieces. Silver was never confiscated. They thought about confiscating silver, but they rescinded that part of the executive order 3 months after the gold confiscation was enacted, because somebody finally figured out, you know, confiscating silver could be a major headache. And so silver was never confiscated. And will never be confiscated. Some people, they're going to confiscate silver. I want to buy Morgan dollars. No, they please stop this. They ain't going to confiscate silver. Silver's not a monetary metal, period, any longer. It's an industrial metal. It ceased being a monetary metal in 1964, when the last of silver was taken out of your quarters and your dimes. Most people today still think there's silver in quarters and dimes. They did a survey. 60% of people actually thought there was gold in the golden Sacagawea dollar, just because the U.S. Mint named it that, the golden Sacagawea dollar. Oh, it looks like gold. It must be gold. And so everybody ran off to the bank to buy $1 Sacagaweas, actually thinking there was gold in the coin. The level of education about gold and gold confiscation has been so hyped and overblown, and it is used, unfortunately. I mean, anybody, as I said, I don't care who you are or where you bought your coins. But if you bought numismatic coins in 2005 and 2006 and 2007, you lost your shirt, as opposed to the profit you could have made by just simply buying bullion. Or British sovereigns. Why do I recommend British sovereigns? Because the premium is not as high as I pointed out. 4/4 ounce American gold eagles today are going to cost you $952. 4 British sovereigns are going to cost you $840. That's like a $112 difference. You can buy more gold with that extra $112. Anyway, let's go back to funds. We've got Don in Oregon. Hey, Don.
How you doing, Robbie?
All right, sir.
I'd like to shift a little bit from your topic of discussion and go back to the previous program, if I could.
Sure.
The guest that was on John's show had made a statement, and I was really busy. I couldn't jump on it, and then he suckered you into the corner on a couple of things, and I didn't hear too much of a response. But my point is that I heard him make reference to the fact, and John didn't get in on top of it quick enough, I don't believe, before I disappeared, that we were, quote, we were taught, educated, or, in other words, informed of as having come from our background. In other words, our foundational education, our background, our history.
Okay, Don, hold on. We got a break coming up. Hang on a sec.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Monday, and we're speaking with Don in Oregon. Okay, what was your point, Don?
My point was, I believe I heard Peter Schiff make the statement to John Stadtmiller that we collectively, the United States, should know better and be able to make sound financial decisions. And I stand corrected if I'm wrong. I'm going to go back and review the archives on this one. It piqued my attention because as I've come to understand it, per se, that's what's going on right now. The majority of people in the United States cannot do that. And there is a significant number of these people, we the people, the collective, that can barely read syllable by syllable, much less make sound financial decisions. In that, I don't believe that they were taught, educated, or given an educational background that would allow them to do that. That's my point. And it got to the point where the discussion that you had about Social Security that you were bringing up, there's a connect there, and I wanted to make that. Maybe I'll save that for next week. But at any rate, I'm calling to ask, I guess, more for some input on that, because I don't believe that the majority of the American population is qualified to make sound financial decisions.
Peter and I followed Peter a long time, and I'm taking a stab at this one. By and large, when he talks about economic education of the American people, you've got to understand that, and the reason why we're facing this crisis we're facing is because America adopted the Keynesian economic model. We didn't adopt the Adam Smith or the Friedrich Hayek economic model. We adopted this Keynesian economic model, which has been a disaster. I mean, Henry Hazlitt wrote a book called The Failure of the New Economics. It was detailed, chapter by chapter, critique of Keynes's general theory, which unfortunately has been taught in all the universities and in all public educations. This is the economic model we deal with, that gold's a barbaric relic of the past and debts mean nothing. It is that principle, and I could be wrong on this, but I think that's what he was referring to as far as our economic understanding is concerned, as opposed to what you are saying, and quite correctly, that unfortunately in today's world, the level of financial education is sorely lacking, because people would have seen the excesses that we were going through in the 80s and 90s, and somebody would have done something to put a stop to it. But, you know, we are a hedonistic society, and pleasures of the flesh come before anything else. And we want it, and we want it now. And unfortunately, we are going to pay a heavy price for that.
I agree with you, Robbie.
I think that's more than likely what he was talking about, rather than, you know, the unfortunate, dismal state of education in America today.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Well, my friends, I hope you got a little education. And as I said, don't take my word for it. You can go look at my resources. Go to Kitco and check back in prices going back. You can go to PCGS, look at the price lists of numismatic coins, and make the call for yourself. But the bottom line, the best performing coin in 3 years, it's not even debatable, a British sovereign. Thanks for the question, Joe in Texas. I hope that gave you a better understanding. Till tomorrow, see you, bye. With